3 years ago, test scores in Philadelphia public schools showed that only one in three students could read at grade level. Kids' math skills were no better. The state fired the local school board and appointed a special commission, which then signed a $120 million contract with private groups to run some of the city's worst schools. Today, with a tough manager at the helm, students throughout the system are posting big increases in state reading and math scores. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
What a way for Philadelphia to start the school year, with fresh new data that show that 75% of its public schools improved significantly on the state's math and reading tests. In some schools, the increases were stunning, 42, 35, 22 percentage points. Paul Vallis is chief executive officer of the Philadelphia Public Schools.
I'm very pleased with the test scores, but I think what gives those results even more legitimacy is the fact that all categories saw improvements. Whites, Latinos, African Americans. And the gap closed in mathematics.
Overall, 160 of the city's 264 schools this year met the federal government's definition of adequate yearly progress, or AYP. Nearly half of the city's 43 charter schools met AYP, and of the 45 schools run by private managers, 23 met AYP. At Shaw Middle School, assistant principals Bruce Benson and Nellie Hooks say the higher scores are a big morale booster.
It raises the level, and our level of expectation rises with it.
But I think we've come to a point where we realize we want more. We want to produce a better product. We want to produce a better student.
At Shaw, one of 20 schools run by Edison, the nation's largest for-profit school management company, test scores in reading and math soared for 8th and 6th graders. Adam Tucker, a spokesman for Edison, says Paul Vallis' leadership and willingness to work with private managers has been key.
We think that combined with the competition that exists, whether you're a local education management company, whether you're a national one, whether you're for-profit, not-for-profit, everybody is pulling in the same direction.
Some say Vallis, the man credited with saving Chicago's public schools, is responsible for not letting Philadelphia's experiment with privatization spiral out of control. From the beginning, he reined in private managers and vowed that if their schools did not improve, they'd be fired. Then he shifted the focus away from privatization to his school improvement plan, the one everybody has to follow, a standardized curriculum in reading, math, science, social studies, extensive tutoring, smaller class size, a lot more teacher training, and yes, teaching to the test.
As long as the standards are legitimate, and as long as the test accurately and honestly tests the kids, then every day, in effect, we're teaching to the test, as long as we're doing curriculum instructional models that align with the standards.
Kids are tested every 6 weeks, and those results allow teachers to make adjustments quickly. In fact, if anyone deserves credit for kids' improved performance, it's teachers, says Vallis.
Because the teachers in the school system and their leadership strongly supported the move to a managed instructional system.
Which is educational jargon for a Vallis-driven school system, no doubt about that. If there's been any skepticism about Philadelphia's dramatic turnaround, it's that the state of Pennsylvania recently lowered the graduation and attendance standards that schools have to meet to make adequate yearly progress, and that, therefore, Philadelphia's gains in those areas might be bogus. But there's nothing bogus about Philadelphia's improved test scores, says Mike Casserly, head of the Council of Great City Schools.
As a matter of fact, we really think that they are real, and we have reason to think that in fact, they were produced by the instructional reforms that the city put in place.
Casserly says Philadelphia's academic gains are at least double that of any urban school system in America. Still, cities that have made dramatic short-term gains have usually failed to sustain them, even in Chicago under Vallis. Philadelphia now has a chance to reverse that trend, so now it's back to work, especially on the 100 schools that did not meet adequate yearly progress. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.